What's up, and welcome to the Espresso with Aaron and Sarit podcast. This is the show where you go for the tips, tools, and the life hackeries to lose weight, gain confidence, and create a life that you are excited to wake up for.
Get ready for some tough love conversations that will change your perspective from destructive to productive.
We are your hosts, Aaron
and Sarit,
and we're on a mission to transform the lives of millions through the same movement, nutrition, and lifestyle habits that have transformed ours.
Have you ever wondered, what does being a one percenter look like, feel like, and what the heck does it actually mean? In this video, we are going to talk about how to develop what we call the 1% mentality. So real quick, let me tell you, who is the 1%er? So at the start of every single year, 90% of the people who are going to get on their weight loss journey, like
90% of people who try to lose weight
or make a resolution of some sort are going to give up within the first 90 days. If you're in our community, number one, we want to make sure that that is not you. Now, secondly, only 5% of the people who do accomplish their goal weight are actually going to achieve it.
What do you mean, achieve it? Oh, like actually get there.
Are actually like going to get there. 1% of the people who have set some kind of weight loss or body transformation goal are going to maintain it for at least 2 to 3 years after. My name is Sarit and this is Aaron, and we're on a mission to transform the lives of millions through the same movement, nutrition, and lifestyle habits that have transformed ours.
I want to take a second really quick. Yeah. You're like mid-sentence. I know it. In case you don't know who we are, this is your first time seeing us. We ourselves have gone through the journey of weight loss. We've had all the ups, all the downs, terrible relationship with food, but this just consistent burning desire to get it right, as challenging as it was in some moments and as much of a failure as we felt like in some moments, there was always just this, but I gotta just try again. I gotta try again. And eventually we cracked the code and we've been able, I know for myself, the most amount of weight that I had lost is about 40 to 45 pounds. And I've been where I'm at for about the last decade or more.
I myself too, for the first 11 years of my journey, by the time I was 12 years old, I wanted to change my identity. I was not proud of, I just knew that how my body looked was not the representation of who I was deep down. So not knowing, you know, anything else, I'm like, okay, let me put myself through a diet. And before I knew it, the next 11 years are just going to be like a bunch of trial and error. And I do believe that there is a rhyme and a reason for that. And for the first 11 years of my journey, I was one of those 90% type of people. So both Aaron and I have been there. And ever since having cracked the code, as Aaron said, not only have we been able to achieve our goal, which is to get in great shape, achieve our weight goal, and beyond that, like, you know, like have a six pack, like striations, and like
even beyond that, though, it's self-confidence. It's the energy that I carry when I walk into a room. It's the people that I attract because of who I'm being, because of what I've achieved. And, you know, on top of this, we've been in this industry as professionals for me since 2009, and you know, started our own business, really just going fully all in on helping or on the pursuit of this mission to transform the lives of millions since 2009. 18. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've been able to help thousands of people so far. It's been absolutely incredible. It is not a rare occasion that I will reconnect with somebody who was, you know, in one of our programs or coaching from, you know, 3 years ago, and they're still doing just as great as they were at that point in time. And so we're grateful for you to be here to hear what we have to share with you today. If you do stick around, if you do plug in, if you do get into the Facebook group and you're really determined to make great things happen for yourself and the shape of your body and who you be and the discipline you create and the lifestyle habits that are inspiring to you and to the people that are watching, then you're going to want to stay plugged in. I don't know what I said before that, but just engage. Follow the instruction one step at a time, one day at a time, and your things will happen for you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get right into it. So how you think is going to definitely dictate how you act, because your mind is the machine that activates and triggers whatever action you take or you did not take. So I share this with you because Erin and I have not only had the honor and pleasure of being in that 1% club for over 11 years. And, you know, for us, we didn't just want to stop there. We felt inspired through our own transformation to be able to really share this in a simplified way with like-minded people who are making a difference. And they're like, man, if I just had this one thing figured out, then the rest of my life will come together. We know what it feels like because we've been in your shoes, and we are you. So the first thing that I want to share with you on how to develop that 1% mentality is, we call it the H squared method. And what I mean by that is you want to be hungry and humble at the same time. And what I mean by that is, so as you're going to start making headwaves with your journey, it could be natural for your level of hunger as far as achieving your goal to subside. Why is that? Because our human mind is designed to want to go from a place of pain to a place of comfort more than from a place of comfort to a place of achievement. So our human mind, because we are designed to survive, is to, how do I get out of a painful situation? So let's say, you know, when you start in this journey, and I remember when I started, when, like, in my turning point, I experienced a loved one almost lose their life just because they were devoted to their work and they didn't know how to take care of themselves. That person was my dad. And, you know, when I got really hit with the reality of life, listen, like, if you don't take care of yourself, shit's going to happen to you and your family. You know, I didn't drive to, like half a dozen Diet Cokes per day and all the diet, everything. And when I got faced with reality, the pain of death, the pain of maybe at the age of 22, it's now my responsibility to financially take care of my family, then it's really easy to want to rest on our laurels. That's why it's really important to have that level of hunger. And at the beginning of our journey, it is very easy to want to make headwaves. This is why at the start of every year, you're going to see the gym being completely packed, because most of the people who are going to the gym during January 1st are in a place of complete pain, and they want to get out of that pain, you know, like 5 minutes earlier. Meanwhile, as you start to make headwaves, I'm still here with you, what you're going to find is that your level of confidence is going to increase. You're going to maybe start getting more and more opportunities, and it is going to feel comfortable. And what a lot of people do when things start to get comfortable is they start to slack a little bit here, a little bit there and, oh, just one bite of this, or, you know, maybe there were five things that you used to do, like extremely disciplined, and now it's like you had a longer work day, or you had like a, some kind of conference or meeting that lasted longer and you missed just one thing, but you did the rest well. Those things that may seem like you're not even slipping yet, if you start to let things slide by a little bit and you don't have that same level of hunger, what you're going to find is that at some point or another, you're going to actually start going back. And be humble for how far you've overcome, regardless of how far you've overcome. Because if you treat every day, there's a saying in our community that goes like this: every day is day one, for the same exact reason. If you know that you've got 100 pounds to lose, well, today's day one, you know, like get your shit together.
Today's day one, and today's the only day.
Yeah.
Today's the only day that matters, because tomorrow you can worry about the things of tomorrow.
Yeah.
You have today. Today's day one. You start fresh. Don't care if it's Friday night. Don't care if it's Sunday. Today is day one. How are you going to treat day one? It's like Monday. It's like New Year's. It's like, you know, after the holiday. It's like after my birthday. It's that day, right? Like I'm going to start on. Guess what? It's today. Every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So when also, it doesn't matter how far you've overcome, just like what Aaron said, like if you are on like your 100th day streak and you have that same level of mentality that you had on day one, imagine like how much farther you will go and also the pace at which you'll be able to move. Okay, so that's point number one. You want to make sure that no matter what, be H squared, be humble and be hungry at the same time.
I want to do a calculation. Because I've, let's say I've been at this for a decade, which it's been a little longer, but let's say 10 for easy measurement. Okay. 10 times 365. I should know this, 3,650 days. Okay. Add a zero. Good job, Aaron. 3,650 days. I have had that many day ones. Today, still day one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the next thing that you want to do is you want to make sure that you stay the course when things get difficult, because they will. I was actually talking to one of my private clients right before this video, and she was talking to me about her feeling a little bit defeated. And I was coaching her mentality on this, and one of the things that I told her is that you want to make sure that you do not skip steps, because it doesn't matter where you're at in the process. Like, you will come back to those same scenarios time and time again. So like, even when you achieve your weight goal, you are going to have days where you feel bloated. You are going to have days where you quote unquote feel fat. So if we're feeling defeated because we're looking in the mirror and like, you know, maybe we've been at it for 2 years and we dropped a certain amount of weight and all of a sudden, like whatever that like stomach line we had is now fading away, are you gonna take yourself to the pizza store for lunch and eat a pizza because you're feeling defeated and you feel like whatever is the story that you tell yourself, piece of shit, fat, bloated, or are you going to have faith and focus on what you can control and still eat your, you know, clean lunch, because that is the plan and therefore you're going to continue on focusing on the plan? So defeat is going to happen. You will step on the scale, think that you have done great for the last 4 weeks and you might see that you gained 2 pounds. That could happen. Or you might be 3 months into your journey and you could have done great. And then all of a sudden, 1 week, it could feel like maybe because you're super stressed out and you've been emotionally triggered, maybe now your body is responding by storing water and you feel like you just gained 10 pounds. These things matter. That's why you want to stay the course and focus on your action steps and what's within your control. And by the way, that's why by the end of this video, we're going to give you a couple action steps to lead into your day, because it's not about you just listening to what we tell you to do. It's about you implementing afterwards based on these teachings that is going to make the biggest difference for you. Okay. So when you get defeated, remember, focus on what's within your control and have faith, because that too shall pass. And if every time that you get defeated, you're going to have a donut here, a pizza there, then...
which may have happened before.
Then these things are going to add up. Like, how many times per week do you get defeated? Like, I'll tell you, I've had probably like 3 days last week, almost 50% of the week, where I felt defeated. What, am I going to go on a binger every single time? No, because that will be way too many fuck ups.
It doesn't, you know, it's the theory also of like, you get one flat tire, you don't go like go messing up the other three. Or like you drop your phone and you get one little crack in the side of the screen and you're like, okay, well, screw it. And you just start, take a sledgehammer to your phone because it's completely ruined. Like, logically, it doesn't make any sense. One of our mentors, Sharon Lecter, she said high emotions, low intelligence. So when your emotions are really high, your level of intelligence is really low. Mm-hmm. So when you're feeling, you're all up in your feelings, don't make any big decisions in that moment. Don't make a decision to go then like stuff your face. Don't make a decision to go do 2 hours on the Stairmaster. It's okay. You will move on from this. And when you have low emotions, you have a higher intelligence. So let yourself cool off for a second. It's going to be okay. And this is where also gratitude comes in. Because when you then look at what are all the things that are really great about my life, what are the things I have done that have been, that I've been proud of, or that have been exponential, or what I have that a lot of people don't, that I often take for granted, like food in the refrigerator and clean water and running water and, you know, sort of fresh air to breathe. Like, I have these things. I have a roof over my head. I have a bed. I've got clothes. I've got shoes on my feet. I've got all these things. Then you're like, okay, well, that isn't so bad. It's just one little piece. And like Sarit said, this too shall pass. What I saw that you put these things on here. I didn't know if you wanted to go over them.
No, that's fine. That's actually like the same point as
so I want to put these up here anyways, because it is like, okay, so 80% of people quit when they meet defeat at least two to three times. If they've gotten defeated 2 to 3 times, 80% of people are like, screw it. 19% of people who reach something, they achieve something, they get there, they get the six pack, they lose the weight, they whatever, and they start to feel full of themselves and they start resting on their wins from the past, they end up sliding back eventually. Because here's what happens. It's happened to people that we've had in our coaching programs before, where we've coached them through this, where they're like, yeah, I lost about 30 pounds. Now the pain that they felt 30 pounds before is not so great. Right? They start to feel a little bit better about themselves, start to feel more confident. So it's like, oh, I can eat this. You know, I've already gotten this. You know, this isn't going to make me gain 30 pounds. Okay, I can have a donut. Okay, I can have, you know, a chili cheese fries. I can have, you know, and they start making exceptions because they are resting on their wins from the past, or they're just thinking that their shit doesn't stink. And eventually, right back to where they were. And 1% of people stay humble and grateful and hungry. And to me, I want to express what humble and hungry means to me. Humble is, I'm still human. I'm so imperfect. I've got a lot of room to grow. I'm not satisfied with where I'm at. Even if where I'm at is what would have satisfied me 3 years ago, I'm not who I was 3 years ago. So where I'm at now, I'm not satisfied. I'm still hungry, but I also still know that I've I get to have grace with myself in moments and not use it as a justification to not keep pursuing the greatest me I can. Mm-hmm. So even though my body is already good, great, whatever, that doesn't mean that now I'm not going to go work out. I'm a human being, right? So I'm still hungry for strength. I'm still hungry for to improve the shape of my body. Like, I think that it is going to be something I always am working on. I still want to improve the quality of the food that I'm eating. So that I recently stopped eating dairy. I'm kind of testing this aside from the tiny bit that I have in my coffee each morning. And that's because I learned that something about me just doesn't do as good with dairy. Okay, cool. Is it going to kill me? No, I've been eating dairy my whole life and I'm still alive. I'm fine. But it's just that little improvement. So it's like, I'm never satisfied with where I am, because whatever would have satisfied me then, I'm not that person anymore. Mm-hmm. But I also know that I'm not the biggest fish in the pond.
Yeah. And there's something else that I want to talk about with regards to gratitude, especially when the level of hunger is really high. So high hunger, unless it's trained hunger through persistence, normally equates high pain. Now, if you're finding yourself—
Like the more you want, usually the more pain you're in, the more desperate you are to really achieve something.
Yes. So if you're listening to this and you are on the more painful part of the curve on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being extremely inconvenient, you do anything to, you know, get out of this situation, is even if you're there, do not lose sight of how great your life is and also what your body is still capable of doing. Because the reality is that every single day, like if you wake up in the morning, you are privileged. Every single day, a million people pass away. I'm not here to be morbid or anything, but
is that real?
Yes, that is real. I heard Sadhguru say that when he was speaking about joy. So like, you know, like if you made it when a million people won't make it today, like, wow, like, what a gift. Like today is actually a gift. If you have a roof over your head, like imagine how many millions of people will kill for that. If you have a job that pays you or a source of getting paid for what you do for whatever it is that you do, then like maybe it may not be however much you know your worth or what you're capable of, like the privilege that, as you know, most of our audience is females, that you can be working and be a female. There are millions of women in the world who would literally be stoned for having a paycheck or for raising their voice. So, you know, like I understand that you can be in a really painful situation. Do not take for granted how gifted your life already is. And also, even if you're at a point where you're unsatisfied with your body to the point of pain, please do not take for granted for everything that your body has carried you through, because there is a greater chance that your body is where it's at today because of you, not because of your body. Like, sure, there could have been some kind of like genetic dysfunction that came along the way, or maybe like the COVID vaccine shot like has done something that's outside of your control. I get it. Like the reason why 70% of women who are overweight is not because of freak accidents. It's because you created that. There were certain things that you either didn't know, didn't tolerate, or didn't want to confront.
And now, let me add to this too, because a lot of the things that we hear about now, please don't stone me if you have any of these things. Hear me out. Hashimoto's, PCOS, hypothyroidism,
autoimmune,
all of these things are also several people who end up with them were not born with them. So how did they get them? So, you know, we've had several clients who've come through PCOS. We've helped them lose weight successfully. They've succeeded. They've done well. Same with the hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's. But a lot of this has been developed over the years of highly processed foods, poor lifestyle habits, sedentary lifestyle, lack of education,
lack of care.
So, you know, it's the good news is that if we created it, we can create something else too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like the fact that your body is still carrying you through this, regardless of where you're at, like, wow, like imagine this. For example, like if you even have the nicest car in the world, like I'm talking about like G-Wagon, Ferrari, like hundreds of thousands of dollars, it doesn't matter how expensive or fast the car is, you know, like you go and you put the energy that is not in alignment with what it's supposed to be, because maybe you're putting diesel when it's supposed to be like ultra filtered, or you know, you try to put like gas in the like battery charger for a Tesla, like something is going to happen that's going to be messed up immediately. Meanwhile, like with our bodies, you could be messing with your body for literally years and decades and your body's still carrying you. So regardless of where you're at in the journey, like still go with the mindset of what has my body carried me through? Because when you learn to look at your body and speak about your body with respect, not as if it is the enemy, you will want to love it even more. It is really difficult to find love with our body from a place of pain or hate.
Yep.
Okay. So
it's impossible. I wouldn't say difficult. It's impossible because you can't love and hate at the same moment.
Right.
You can't be depressed and joyful in the same moment. It's impossible. It's oil and water. You can't be positive and negative at the same time. If you ever tried to take magnets and they push away from each other, that is literally like you can't. So, you know, when we just put ourselves in a state of gratitude, humility, and like just, oh, but I still want it, you know, it's the ultimate recipe for your success.
Yeah. So quick recap, we'll go over the steps and then we'll give you the action steps. So remember, H-squared method, be humble and be hungry at the same time. Every day is day one. And remember to not let your ego get in the way. When things are going for you and you're doing great, you know, don't just be tempted by the things that you stayed away from. And also during times when you feel defeated, do not let your ego justify poor decisions or poor behavior. High emotion, low intelligence. So stay the course.
A little extra on this. That does not mean that you cannot recognize yourself or acknowledge yourself or show yourself and remind you, like, you did this, bitch. Nice job. Like, you know, you can be proud of yourself, to be excited about something you've accomplished or overcome, especially when it was challenging, is great. That's not egotism. That's just self-acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can look at myself in the eyes, in the mirror, and I can say, you are awesome. You have built a business this big. You have built a community of this many people. You have led leaders. You have led people, thousands of people, to transforming. You have been in the front and you have taken hits to the face and criticism because you're the one leading. You have done amazing things. You have lost 50 pounds. You have endured this and that. You have overcome this and that. You are awesome. That's not egotism. That's a self-acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Egotism is like, my shit doesn't stink. I'm better than you. Like, no. Everybody shits and everybody's shit stinks. Okay. Unless you use poopery.
Yeah. Yeah. So in order to help you implement this, as you head on to today, what you're going to do is we want to help you to implement the, how do I stay hungry and humble at the same time? And there's nothing better. I call it the eat shit diet.
Ooh.
It's okay. We're not going to ask you to eat shit. And yes, at the same time, we're all going to eat shit. So
nobody would be buying that book. I'm just saying.
I know. So first thing that you're going to do is you're going to do max. So you're going to set a 10-minute clock.
Ooh.
And depending on your current fitness level, you're gonna do one of three things. If you have been consistent with your fitness for more than 3 months, then you'll want to do as many burpees as possible in 10 minutes. Okay.
Some people are going to skip this and you are only cheating yourself.
Yeah. If you're skipping this, then you're not actually implementing what we just told you, because you're letting your ego stand in your way of eating shit. Okay. So if you've been consistent for less than 3 months, then you'll want to do as many up downs as possible in 10 minutes.
And up down is like a burpee without the push-up.
Yes. And then if you are just getting warmed up literally and figuratively, then you'll want to do as many jumping jacks as you can in 10 minutes. So the point is to be able to stay the course when things get uncomfortable. Okay, so that's going to be action step number one. Now, that is not going to be your movement component of the day. So action step number two is going to be 30 minutes of intentional movements. Why? Because movement is food and food is medicine. And lastly, avoid any processed food. So by implementing these three action steps, you're going to earn a score of 1 point. And don't just do it. Show us that you're doing it. So on our Facebook group, if we can go ahead and drop the link.
Yeah, I don't know if we can drop a link, but we'll put it on the screen.
Yeah. Please go ahead and implement those three action steps. 10 minutes of max burpees, 30 minutes of intentional movement, and avoid any processed food. For accomplishing these three things, you will earn yourself a score of 1, because every day is day one. And we are committed to making 2024 your most highly productive year ever. So also on the post, add hashtag ESArmyStrong2024.
Facebook group right here.
Do it in the Facebook group.
Facebook.com/groups/Erin and Sarit.
So when the going gets tough while you're on the burpees, I just want to coach you on your mindset real quick. As things get painful, as you start talking shit about how you don't like it, how uncomfortable, inconvenient it is, remember, you're going to count your gratitudes. What are you grateful for? Oh, I'm grateful that even when my hips feel tight, you know, they keep moving. Oh, I'm grateful that, you know, I have 2 layers of clothing that can keep me warm and it gets really cold. Oh, I'm grateful that I've got a home gym so that, you know, I can conveniently, you know, work out without having to commute 30 minutes. Or maybe if you do, I'm grateful that I got a car, right? So literally how you look at things is going to determine how far you will be able to go. And that's the intention of today's exercise. So that being said, let's get down and dirty. Happy Flex Friday, and keep up the great work and go chase that one, baby.